I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We've vaccinated and now we hacktivate. Welcome to another season of Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth and I hack travel.
Rich, where are we?
We are at the station car park for Waltham Cross Station. I said that one day we will do the M25 again in under 2 hours, but we'll do it the other way round. It's taken a global pandemic and a couple of seasons in between, but finally, we're going to do it again, my friends.
You're Richie Firth, travel hacker.
Yes.
You hack travel.
Yes.
What are you going to hack tonight?
I'm going to, for a second time, prove that you can travel the entire circumference of the M25 in under 2 hours. We did it before anti-clockwise. We're going to do it clockwise tonight, which is even harder.
Why?
Because the anti-clockwise circling of the M25 is wider out than the clockwise circling,
yes,
isn't it? Which is why we're about to do it.
I'm missing something.
What do you mean you're missing?
So, why are we doing it? Why is this a hack?
It's the same reason as it was first time round. To prove to people you don't need to fear the M25.
So if we did that, why are we back here again?
I just want to spend 2 hours in the car with you.
Now, finally, the truth. Can we do this?
Let's go.
Oh, I missed you, Rich.
So good.
Just going to readjust this.
Rich, before you pull out...
Madam.
So can you recall the time it took us to travel round the M25 anti-clockwise?
Under 2 hours.
Yes.
I want to say it was 1 hour 52 minutes.
It was 1 hour 51.20.
Great.
And in the first moratorium show, you said how long you thought it would take us to go the other way. Do you want me to tell you that now, or do you want me to tell you that at the end?
Tell me at the end, or unless I get pissy halfway round.
I'm here to tell you as soon as you want to know what you
said. Okay, just have it up your sleeve. I don't want to know now. Do you think it can be done?
I mean, once again, we're doing it late.
Not really, it's daylight.
Yeah, but that's because it's like the middle of the summer, Rich.
7:49.
And also, we're coming out of a global pandemic where you yourself have just bragged that no one had parked in this car park all day. So this road could be so empty, I think I could roll around in the middle of the street.
I completely counter what you said. This car park's empty because no one's commuting into London.
Right.
The M25, no one can go on holiday anywhere except Gibraltar
right now.
Right. They're all here in the UK.
On the M25 right now.
On the M25 right now. Trying to get to the Norfolk Broads.
How long is it even going to take us to get to the M25 from this car park?
Under 5 minutes.
Okay.
Let's go. You've got to start that stopwatch the moment we go over the hashed lines onto the M25.
And you're not going to go over 70 miles an hour?
No, I stay within the legal limit. There are sort of like cannonball run record attempts of going around the M25 really quickly, but that's not what this is about. We're doing this within the law. It's to prove to people they don't need to fear it legally. Heading down the slip road straight into the Holmesdale Tunnel. If you know your M25, Chris, I would say it is fair to start your stopwatch now.
We're up. 7:54 p.m.
Okay. What a beautiful evening.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is, we are recording this in like late May when the weather got good.
I'm going to make a bold claim, actually. I would say probably the clockwise... the clockwise ascent of the M25, probably the more aesthetically pleasing, because of course you get to go over the Dartford Bridge rather than go under the Dartford Tunnel.
Oh god, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah,
that's quite exciting.
It is, isn't it? Welcome to Essex. We're into our second county already.
So that's Hertfordshire, was it?
That was Hertfordshire. We're now into Essex. Already feels quicker.
Where's the cars?
It's nice and quiet at the moment.
What do you remember about the things that went wrong the first time round?
I remember that we left your car in the South Mimms Services car park and we got a fine. But we've already taken care of that this time because we're parked in the station car park at Waltham Cross and parking restrictions ended at 6:30.
And you picked up a fine yourself as well?
I did pick up a fine for the Dartford crossing because we arrived there a minute too early and got charged for it, and then I forgot to pay.
So talk me through the charge of going over the tunnel today then.
The charge going over the bridge today will be different because
over the bridge, that's really
this car is pre-registered to pay for the Dartford crossing because my wife likes going to Bluewater.
Wow.
So the automatic number plate recognition system will know Natalie Firth's car is going over the bridge and we're paid for.
And we're paid for. Hang on. Now, I know this show has run into financial trouble, yeah? Are you telling me that your wife is going to look at a bank statement and think it's
time? She's going to look and she's going, I didn't go to Bluewater.
And how much is that? What, she's going to have like, what, a tenner out of her account? I don't know how much it is.
It's £2.50.
Oh, okay, I'm fine.
Yeah. But yeah, we're in her car, not my car today.
Well, that's exciting.
I love automatic number plate recognition. I think it's really clever.
Okay. You a big fan of the police state?
I am, because I haven't got anything to fear.
Right, okay. I mean, that is not the approach that you should be taking.
What's wrong with the police state?
Okay. What do you think that every single law is now, always has been, and always should be the legitimate law, and that there should be no interpretation for things to change?
Everything that is... I don't know what I think about that, Christopher. Oh, no, I think if something was... Why would something that was illegal become legal?
All right, okay, like women voting?
I'm fine with that, but that... I'm fine with that. I don't mind women voting.
I think it was like one's legal to, like, you know, have sex with, like, your 13-year-old dog or something once upon a time.
Yeah, that's wrong as well.
Okay.
But the people aren't doing that in a Ford Fiesta, are they?
I don't know. Is this
Bellend? This is... Let's move on. We're now going through Belcommon Tunnel. As I told you during the first ever episode of Richie Firth Travel Hacker, the only tunnel in the world to be built to go under a cricket pitch. The reason this tunnel exists, it could be a cutting, but Thatcher, who built the M25, she loved...
Okay, we made 6 minutes about you mentioning Thatcher.
She loved cricket. Dennis was a big cricket fan. They were not going to knock down
the
cricket club.
They were there looking at the blueprints late at night.
Have you seen Dennis Thatcher in The Crown? In fact, Gillian Anderson as Margaret Thatcher in The Crown. She's fantastic. Even better than in X-Files.
Did you know that I am the executive producer of the official The Crown podcast.
you do like having your fingers in little podcast pies, don't you?
So, yes, I've even been on set. I've even been in Margaret Thatcher's house on the set.
Wow.
And it's really, like, intricately designed to look like shit 80s. Like, not good 80s.
Yeah.
But, like, it's atrocious and beautifully done.
Wow. I love The Crown. It's great.
Rich, I think you are top tier when it comes to broadcasters. I think you are an A-grade bull... Sorry, did I only say bullshitter?
You did.
I mean, broadcaster.
Thank you.
But you are also an A-grade. That was the weirdest accidental Freudian slip then.
I will take, if it's a complete statement, top tier broadcaster, A-grade bullshitter.
Yeah.
If they have to always go in tandem, I think I'm fine with that.
If you were like a top Trump card,
yeah,
you'd be one of those really fun ones to have that in some areas scored really highly,
yeah,
but in other areas were absolutely dog shit.
I think I'd actually score higher at bullshitting than I would at broadcasting. Look at all those muntjac deer.
They're roe deer.
Are they?
Yeah, they're too big to be muntjacs.
What would you say are just bog standard go-to three male conversations?
If I was talking to some guys who I knew a little bit, or just, you know, sort of breaking the ice at the start
absolutely
of a meet-up.
Breaking the ice in a pub.
So sport is one category as a catch-all.
Great.
You know that most men like football, but normally you'll find a sport somewhere. Even people who say they're not sporty, they happen to like tennis or athletics or cycling. Or if you're a sport all-rounder, you're safe.
Yeah.
So that's one. Car-y sort of stuff.
Good shout.
Which you're good at?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I'd like to think I've got a good sort of all-round thing. When you're really going sort of like your elite cars and your supercars,
right.
I feel like I haze over a little bit, but I could tell you all about, like, you know, Mondeos and
right.
Vauxhall Vectras
that
and that kind
thing?
Of thing. Well, they're cars.
Okay, where's the meeting point between an elite car and a like a bog standard car? So where do you
price?
So this is somewhere that I really struggle with. Yeah, like, yeah. I know nothing about cars. So is Porsche an elite car?
I'd say no because you are going to pick up. You could pick up a decent Porsche probably for about 50 grand.
Right, that's an elite car.
Not really, because you could also get a Ford Mondeo, but like top of the range,
right,
for 50 grand.
Right, okay.
So if you've got an entry-level Porsche,
yeah,
and a top of the range Mondeo,
right,
that to me says Porsche is not elite.
Okay, Ferrari is elite, yeah?
Ferraris are elite.
Okay, Lotus.
Elite.
GTA. Oh no, that's a video game, isn't it?
Grand Theft Auto. That's not elite. That's just
Jeep.
Jeeps are not elite.
Land Rover.
Land Rovers are not elite, even though the Queen has one.
Right.
Queen fixed Land Rovers
Mustang.
During the war.
Mustang.
Mustang. Ford Mustangs these days. I see a lot of common people driving Mustangs these days. Ooh. So I don't think they're elite.
Common people.
Oh, as in you see them commonly driven around. If I see a Mustang going down Ware High Street, I don't think that's an elite car.
When do you think we're next going to see a car?
Was that whole chat just the lead up to say the motorway's quiet? You
Rich,
prick.
There's not a car ahead of me. There's a Range Rover. I can see a van. And I reckon, what, half a mile ahead of us? Is that a car, half a mile, 500 metres?
There's a Range Rover that's just overtaken me, which means he's doing over the speed limit, because I'm doing 70 on cruise control.
Don't get bogged down in
that. Well, no, you're trying to make out that this
is
an absolute...
Where's the next car?
Behind me.
No, ahead of us. Where's the next car?
I can't see one. Someone's overtaken me. What a prick.
Undertaking,
that's what I meant.
And then what, a Nissan cash cow?
A Nissan cash cow off to Lakeside.
What's the third thing then? So you're sport and you've got cars.
Yeah.
What's another thing that you would say is a kind of gender stereotype conversation?
He has undertaken me. He isn't going to Lakeside. Look.
Should I do the wanker sign in? How would you feel if I did the wanker sign in?
I don't think people do.
Should I pull my shorts down and moon him?
Not in a Mini. It's my wife's car. A third.
What are you doing your Corsa?
I don't have a Corsa. I have a Golf now. You don't even know what one of them is, do you? You think it's a sport? A third man topic. Sport, cars, tech.
Tech, okay.
That's a nice piece of kit. What's that? What's that do?
It's a pint glass.
Do you think you can have a smart pint glass?
At White Hart Lane or the new Tottenham Stadium,
mm-hmm.
they've got those bottom-filling pint glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen these? So you put it down and it fills from the bottom
up. That's very clever.
It's amazing.
What's the point in that?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, it doesn't make more sense to me why that would be the case, but...
We're approaching the Dartford River crossing. So because we are doing this clockwise, we are going over the bridge. Season one, our first ever travel hack, we went under the tunnel because we were doing this whole thing anti-clockwise. But the clockwise M25 goes up over the Dartford crossing, over the bridge. The Queen Elizabeth II bridge, built in the 90s.
Is this the bit where technically we're not on the M25 again?
Yes, I was just about to remind you of that. So, to beat EU environmental limits, this part of the M25 is officially classified as an A road, because if it was a motorway, they would be able to measure car emissions here, and because of the queues and all that, it would roast through what is safe. And Britain would be before the Hague or something or other. So
interesting.
1991, the Queen Elizabeth II Bridge. This does look like 1990s technology. Little side note, that's the Channel Tunnel rail link just going underneath it. Can you see it
there?
Yeah,
I can, yeah.
Might see Eurostar. Look out for that the next time you're on the M25.
So for our international listeners, tell us what we're going over.
We're going over a 1990 suspension bridge that gives me the willies. It feels like you're driving into heaven. Like, just look at this, Chris. This is way too steep. I don't think if someone was building this bridge right now, they would build it this steep. It's way too steep. I don't like it.
It'd be miles long, though, if it was less steep, wouldn't it?
I don't think so. You'd just have to start it earlier.
Yeah.
It would be a bit longer, to be fucking hell. I really don't like it.
Genuinely
makes my, like, as if someone's smashing my balls.
The worst thing as well is it looks like the tide is out. So if we fell off the bridge...
Don't talk about that.
We'd end up on the mudflats.
I'm so glad that I'm on cruise control, because I'm tapping my feet nervously as if I was on, like, a turbulent plane.
And then Mike Oldfield album? Yeah.
Right, we are now at the apex of the bridge, right over the top. Don't even look left or right, because there's no cantilevers anymore.
What?
But now it feels like... Now it's fun. Because now, look, you're just going down this steep hill.
Yeah.
Everything looks so small below. I don't mind going down the bridge. I don't like going up her.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe we're sort of making each other feel worse then.
It's not fun, is it?
No, it's awful. Just on the left somewhere, Rich, I don't know if you used to come this way a lot when you were younger, but for many, many years, there was the skeleton of a short-lived water park called Fantasies.
I never heard of that before.
Yeah, there was one in Chingford and one in Dartford.
Did you go? Was it any good?
I did go. I thought it was really good. I was like, you know, 9, 10.
Yeah.
You know, it had slides on it. Water slides. Some went out and in. So you could see, like, the carcass of it with bits of slides still hanging out of it.
Amazing.
But it looks like it's been knocked down and replaced by a Mazda garage now.
Them are the brakes.
So, Rich, when you plotted the route out today... Because I assume at the very least you checked for traffic and work on it.
No. I've not. You don't plot a route round the M25. Who does that?
That's a good question.
you don't need to plot it. You just go on the M25, drive around in a circle, come back 2 hours later.
So are you telling me that you have no way of knowing that, let's say, we're 20, 30 miles up the road...
What's that say? M23 closed.
Okay.
7 to 9. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. But this kind of helps prove my point. So we're doing this drive. We've been going now for... Hang on a second. So we've been going for 26 minutes now.
Okay.
And you're telling me you have no idea if we're going to run into major traffic jams or diversions at any point in this journey?
Not at the moment. When we reach the halfway point, I can put on my Waze and then ask it to take me to Waltham Cross Station. Now, at that point, we'll be halfway round, so it will naturally go, oh, yeah, well, then just go round the M25. But if we did it now, it would tell us to turn back, and we wouldn't be able to do this travel hack. So, no, there is no way. Unless we stick on a BBC local radio station and hear what Sally Traffic's saying.
So we've got no way of knowing if the first half is fine. The second half of the journey, we have got a way of knowing whether it's fine or not. And if it's not fine, he'll tell us not to go on the M25, which we don't want to do.
Correct.
What did you do to plan for this show?
Oh, nothing. I've not planned for this episode at all. We've done it. We've done it before. We're merely turning up. So it's kind of like... it's like recently there was a Friends reunion, okay? After all those years of Friends.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Friends?
Never. I mean, I've never watched a full episode of Friends.
Okay, it's good. It's good for what it is.
Hey,
no, that's
I'm
the
Chandler.
Fonz. But they did a reunion show. Basically, all they did was get the cast along with James Corden, and he was like, oh, it was good fun, wasn't it? Yeah. What was that episode like? Great. They turned up. They didn't do any prep. James Corden did the prep. You are James Corden.
Right. Fuck you. Carry on. Oh, no, it's not my car. It looked like my car.
I remember talking to you once, and you didn't know what car you drove.
I
reckon that could be your car, because I remember you telling me it was some kind of like Peugeot 6005 or something.
I did have a Peugeot, but we've swapped it for the other French one.
Citroën? Renault?
Oh shit, there's two.
Yeah.
I think it's Citroën.
Right.
It's like got a triangle.
Well, Citroën's got two chevrons.
Oh, maybe it's
and
that.
And a Renault's got like a diamond.
Oh, God, I really don't know which one it is. It's called an Aircross.
That sounds like a game that you'd find on an English pier and put a pound in.
It's called an Aircross.
When we get back to Waltham Cross, the last thing we will do in this episode is we will tell people what make of car you have.
It's a green Aircross.
There's no such. I've never heard of an Aircross.
C5?
That sounds like a Citroën.
Spectrum?
That sounds like a computer.
I really don't know. I think I'm just saying numbers and letters now.
I have done some prep, because I remembered that we had snacks when we did the M25 and when we did it anti-clockwise. And I brought some sour tank plastics.
Oh, rich.
Crack them open.
Look at that. Share size Haribo tank plastics.
Yeah.
Let's see how they compare. Was it Waitrose I got last time?
You brought Waitrose, yeah. Which, we have no beef with Waitrose. We never do. But I found that they were sourer.
Yeah, I think you nearly had a heart attack.
I did nearly have a heart
attack. There you go. Tuck it in.
Thank you.
What are your favourites?
I quite like the guitars.
There's no guitars.
Ah.
The dummies.
Is that what it is?
It's a dummy.
I want to try guitars.
And it's like dummies, crocodiles, cherries.
I've got a cherry in my mouth at the moment. Not my favourite.
Oh, I love the cherries.
No, this one, you want.
Ow. Thanks, mate. Cola bottles.
Don't get them in there.
You do?
Do you?
Cola balls. Go on. Have a lucky dip. I bet you get a cola ball.
No, I got a crocodile.
There you go, look.
That's cola ball.
It's really good. You're really looking after yourself at the moment, Rich.
I am.
How do you find... Because you do a lot of long journeys.
Yes.
How do you find car snacks?
Hard. They are a gateway... They are a gateway to a bad day.
Yeah.
A long journey is tough. generally the later in the day. If it's earlier in the day, if it's like a lunchtime one, that's fine. But if you've done a lot of driving already, I do find sort of like anything after, he says, looking at the clock, anything after 7 in the evening can really set me on a downward slope of going to service stations, picking up multi-buys of big chocolate bars, sitting eating them, and then farting my way across Hertfordshire as I get home because I've eaten too much rich food.
I think the introduction of Marks and Spencers and Waitrose is what has really done it for me, because I can take or leave like the junky junk.
Yeah.
But when you can buy a tub of mini Swiss rolls,
yeah,
from like a Marks and Spencers, I'm like, in a way that I would never at home, I'll eat the entire tub on it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Or even some of their savoury stuff, to be quite frank. On a recent journey, I bought some of their sort of Dorito equivalents and a tub of Marmite hummus. Oh. And I put that in the little pot by the gear stick, and I was dipping all the way down to the south coast.
That's actually rancid.
Clackett Lane services is coming up. Love Clackett Lane. Makes me think of bollocks.
Oh, not again. No. Especially not once you've got a pair of plums in your mouth.
Actually, in fairness, those cherry Tangfastics do look like clackers.
Right.
Don't they?
Yes, they do.
In fact, clackers look more like dog's bollocks, really, don't they?
What? How do dog's bollocks look different?
I feel that your dog's bollocks are more pendulous than a gentleman's bollocks.
Oh my god.
Don't you feel?
I want to know what was in these tank fastings and where you got them.
If you went up to a vet,
yes,
whether they're male or female,
I don't know why that would be irrelevant, but carry on.
Well, because a female vet will still have seen male genitalia unless they haven't had sex.
Right. So, had you never seen any female genitalia until you had sex?
Well, I a few grotty publications and stuff. My point is, if you asked them and said, "What's more pendulous, a dog's bollocks or a gentleman's bollocks?"
Right.
I think they would all say dogs.
I think they would say, "Excuse me, I'm clipping the tortoise's toenails right now. Can you get out of my practice?"
Is that a thing?
What?
Do tortoises have to clip their toenails?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Well, I guess they don't move very fast, so they don't get the chance to file them down naturally, do they?
Mm. Can I ask you?
Far away.
So we've spent a lot of the entirety of the last two seasons sat on Zoom together.
Yeah.
And in the first season, we had a few moratorium shows where we sat down together and reviewed the actual hacks.
Yes.
Do you think this journey is going to require a moratorium?
Well, we're only 49 miles into it, and as you and I well know, the M25 is 117 odd miles long, so there's still a lot of miles ahead. We don't know whether it's going to require a moratorium at this stage. Will there be a moratorium required on what we've discussed so far? I'd say the journey's been pretty eventless.
Yeah, but Richie, nothing's happened.
But that's not to say we haven't discussed things. So there may be points of order that our Patreon want to take us up on.
Right.
And that is why it is our duty as podcasters to provide them with a moratorium.
Right, okay.
So in answer to your question, yes.
So people should now get in touch with the show now whilst they listen?
Whilst you're listening, but maybe get in touch with us at the end of this actual hack, which no doubt will be over 2 episodes. I don't know whether in the midst of episode 1 or 2 right now. But do get in touch with us at Richie Firth on Twitter, at Producer Chris on Twitter, depending on which of the two of us you want to approach. One of us is a little bit more amenable than the other. Or you can email us, travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. And may I remind you at this time to do become a Patreon. patreon.com/travelhacker is where you need to go. There are various different tiers of Patreon that you can become. The Rubicon level, the Tango and Flapjack level, where you get bonus content. And genuinely, we do fire out bonus content at you guys. And why do you do this? Well, to be quite frank, you're paying for the petrol. This isn't good. What's this say? Workplace in the road, slow, down to 50 miles an hour.
Oh, I love this.
See, you're a prick.
You, no, this is drama.
You want us to fail.
No, no, I want a narrative arc.
How pretentious has this Reigate Grammar School have overtaken us? Slow down, you entitled children. This annoys me. I'm actually seeing brake lights now. And it's down to 40. Well, brake lights means everyone's slowing down. 40 miles an hour is now the temporary speed limit.
Workforce in road.
Yeah.
So would that be like plumbers and fixitions?
Well, I would hope it's your tarmacers. Why does everyone ever take me? No one bothers. I remember ranting about this on the first. No one bothers with these temporary speed limits on the motorway. Really irritates me. Slam Transport of Coventry. Why are you going past me?
Oh my god, are you literally calling people out now?
Well, yeah. Oh well, that will have knocked off a minute. It's these kind of little things. There's some workforce in the road as well. He's behind those two lorries. He's over there. He's over there. There he is. Look. He's literally slinging out cones. Look at that. There's an art in that. That must be quite a heavy bottomed cone.
And a man moving a cone is the most exciting thing that's happened.
So it seems like easy going, right? A cruise around the M25, a sure thing. Well, listener, what happens next is something that neither Chris or I could ever have predicted. M&S will do amazing batteries.
These aren't just any batteries.
They're M&S batteries.
It sounds like you called your bloody wife and grassed me up.
Why would we keep the clock running? That's going to completely fuck it up. Tour de force or tour de farce? Tune in next week for the most tense Richie Firth travel hacker of all time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.